Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. I'm all fired up from being privileged to be on that pastor's appreciation breakfast this morning. We're making this on Thursday, October the 18th, and Brother Dennis Hayes invited us and gave us a personal invitation. He was the one that was sponsoring it, and he was the general manager of the radio stations, and they got all the pastors that would come, and I don't know, I wish to know how many, I guess 200, it's probably more than that, I don't know, but it was in the crowd, and they were praising the Lord, and there was worship, and there was praise, and I was so glad for the ones that shared with us there, Ron Walters, Vice President of National Program of Development and Minister Relationship. Message by H.B. London, the Vice President of Pastoral Ministries, and with focus on the family. And it just was a blessing. And I thank God that I could be part of it and fellowship and the warmth and it was extended to me there and my crew, Les Phipps and Bob King and Leon Hansen, Jeff Phipps. There was five of us at our table representing First Nation Ministries. And we're a voice for Indians. The voice of First Nation Ministries is a cry, Lord, help us. We've bypassed the Indians, neighbor. I said, no, you've heard me say it 100 times, but think about it. And we've got the joyous privilege of really going after it on a level that they can comprehend and not setting up. It's desperate. There's a man overboard. It's throughout the lifeline, and the only lifeline is the cross, Jesus Christ. We all agree on that, and we're not going to argue about baptism or which day is the Sabbath and a lot of other things. Those are important things, but the thief on the cross didn't have time to worry about any of that. He was dying. He said, Lord, remember me. I'm getting what I deserve. His faith reached out as the Holy Spirit pulled. I mentioned that yesterday, but I want to hammer that into your mind. And we're out there, and it's exciting to me, and I can hardly wait. We're going to be leaving on Saturday morning, the 10th, and this is the Thursday morning, the 8th, making this broadcast, and we'll be going over to Burns Reservation in Fort McDermott, and it's those people are without a resident pastor, and there's a man that comes in and supplies it, welcomed us to come and invited us to preach that Sunday morning service and the food. And Brother Leon Hansen's been doing such a fine job. He's been over there and working it. We've been there before and we were welcomed with open arms because they need help. And I think of the providences of God. And really, it was an eye-opener to me. I knew about the hunger on Indian reservations. I could sit here and tell you of the pathetic conditions that existed on the reservations I've been on in my ministry in the last 30-some years. I'll tell you, down there in that old Navajo reservation, and I saw that little Hopi reservation sets in the center of the Navajo, and it's the people that dwell up on those bluffs and cliffs. Cliff dwellers, and there they are. And originally that was a way of protection. They were up there and they could defend themselves. And they're still up there. And I actually saw outhouse after outhouse that was just two poles shoved out over the bluff with some boards nailed on it, and it wasn't a solid walk. You couldn't be looking down. You get pretty nervous. But out there on the end was a little outhouse, and the human waste fell down on the rocks, and they lived up above it. I shook my head. I'll tell you, I could not believe it. I've seen these things, God being my witness. I hope it's cleaned up. I haven't been back there for years. But I'll tell you, when I decided to start over again 3 years ago and went to that Celilo village and nothing going on, is tearing down the old shacks, and I inquired and found out that the holy woman is the way the white man that I met in a pickup truck said, follow that other pickup. That's kind of the holy woman in there. And I went and followed it, and I didn't know who he was. And there was a white man with that Indian girl, Karen Jim Whitford, a descendant of the Jims, very important family in the Salmon people's history up there at Celilo. And I told him who I was and what I was doing, and I brought him some food. I got a trailer load of food for you if you need it. And she threw her hands in the air and said, thank you, Jesus, thank you. And she began to cry. I'm not talking about artificial tears or anything. They were running down her cheeks, and she was sobbing aloud and praising God. And her husband, Fred, come running across and said, what's going on here? And she said, oh, honey, this man, God sent him with food. And old Fred threw his hands in there and said, thank you, God, thank you, God. And I thought, what in the world am I getting into? This is a revival already. It fired me up. And then after it was all over, that white man, he'd asked me some questions, and I'd answered them. I didn't know who he was. Then he gave me his card. He was a reporter for the Oregonian. The first man was a photographer, and that was on a Thursday, and the Sunday paper came out, and there it was in the Sunday Oregonian. And what a friend to this old preacher that Oregonian has been. They've been faithful, and Christian News Northwest has been such a blessing, telling the story of this old preacher and his call of God. Nothing of royal about the old preacher. It's the God that called and the work he's done. And he can take the likes of me, an old hillbilly stump jumper. Oh, I could tell you, I've got a couple of college degrees, but they don't matter. And I've gotten away from trying to approach her. I'm working with Indians. So I don't outdress them, and I don't outspeak them. I use common language, and I'm after their hearts, and it's working. And neighbor, if they're hungry, feed them. And that makes a big impact. I'll never forget back there when I knocked on the door of an Indian home, and the daddy had taken the little allotment check and went off to town and was drinking with it. And there the family and the mother and the two little kids. They were without food and all. It was the first of the month. And I told them I had some food they could have. And they welcomed me in. And I gave them the food. And they thanked God. And I got to tell them about Jesus. And one of those kids came over, a little girl, and put her arm around my back. I was standing there, and I hugged her to myself down along my side, just my right arm around her shoulders. And she looked up, and I'll never forget those big brown eyes and the emotion that was there. And she said, Mister, I love you. And I said, honey, I love you too. Neighbor, that's the way it works. I've got a lot of Indians that love this old preacher. In spite of all his failings and shortcomings and lacks. But let me tell you something. I am what I am. And I'm living for Jesus. And bless your heart. If you feel I've ever wronged you, let me know. I want to get it right. I've never touched anything that belongs to another man. And we're faithful to the call and the opportunities God's given us. And the judgment bar is going to reveal that. And so we're pressing on the upward way. New heights we're gaining every day. And we'll be back over at Fort McDermott, preaching there in the little Assembly of God mission on the Nevada side of the reservation. And we'll stop at Burns. And it's good to have Bob King and Leon Hansen along. And we will have the big old Dodge, and it's going to be a wonderful time. Neighbor, I want to thank you for your prayers and your finances, and we're just pressing ahead. And then later in this month, we've got to be going back into Dakota with the 18-wheeler, and I'll tell you about that tomorrow. And Lord, we pray thee that thou would honor it all, and Lord, you'll open doors, heart doors, and that thou wilt provide the means. And Lord, keep your hand on the weather and on the big trucks and the drivers and everything that's involved. We need thy help, but you've never failed us, and we believe that you'll see us through. So we press on the upward way and give thee the glory for it all, for we ask it in thy name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Join us tomorrow on First Nation Ministries as Deborah Klein continues with her current teaching.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.